You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Earlier, Jeremy and I were talking about a server at a restaurant who got reprimanded by the boss because of something the server took upon themselves. They chose to do.
Yep.
And you want to tell people what it's all about?
Sure. So here's what happened. The waiter heard a table of women talking, and one of the ladies at the table said that, here's her quote, "I'm 14 weeks along." So he believed that she was pregnant, although he never confirmed it with her. Well, all the ladies at the table ordered alcoholic drinks, and so the waiter went to the bartender and said, "Hey, can you make this woman's drinks all virgin? No alcohol in them." Because she thought she was pregnant. Well, the ladies didn't realize it, and this woman didn't realize it until they got the bill, because the bartender actually rang up all the drinks as non-alcoholic. Well, the supposed pregnant woman complained to the manager, who wound up suspending the waiter. I guess they were told that the restaurant could get in serious trouble for discrimination. So now this waiter has gone on to Reddit, and he's telling his story, and he's like, "Hey, am I an a-hole for doing this, for possibly looking out for this unborn child's health?" And then the internet exploded.
It broke the internet?
Broke the internet.
You know, the first thing that popped in my head when I saw this story was something, I don't know, Jeremy, if this occurred to you or not. I thought, how lame must the drinks be at this restaurant?
How weak?
If this lady went all night and she couldn't tell.
Yeah, usually if you take a sip of your margarita, you're like,
I have a pretty good idea. I mean, were they so
fruity or something? I mean, a lot of them I think you can cover up.
But taking that out of the equation for just
their weak drinks, push those to the side.
It had to be said because people were thinking it. So the question is the waiter out of line? I'm sorry, server. Is the server out of line? Boy, do we have to be careful these days. Is the server out of line for taking it upon himself to alter this woman's drink because he believed she was pregnant?
Right.
Or is it really, as much as he wants to help,
right,
not his business?
I don't know. I can see where his heart was in the right place. Like, this woman is pregnant. And you know the rules. When you're pregnant, you're not supposed to drink. So they say. Yes, I know there's things where you can have a glass of wine, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but in general, you shouldn't be pounding down hard alcohol when you're pregnant. And so he was looking out for this little baby. She would never have known.
I wonder if the restaurant manager, didn't he suspend the server?
Yes.
I wonder if the manager, he or she, only did that to try to stem any type of backlash, while deep down inside, the manager's going, super cool of you to do that.
Right.
And think about this. Don't you think the business for this restaurant is going to shoot up? Because it looks like the restaurant kind of with a heart.
I guess.
There might be a few people who say, if I want alcohol when I'm pregnant, I get. But I think the majority of people would say, all right, that restaurant's cool.
Or they're thinking, how often is this happening at this restaurant? I'm just not allowed to order anything I want here. Like, say you're slightly overweight and you go in and you order a cheeseburger. Is your waiter going to come over with a salad and hand it to you?
Well,
or the other way
different.
Around. Or the other way around. If the waiter thinks you're too thin, is he going to bring over a cheeseburger for you?
Or, going back to our earlier discussion, if the drinks are that lame, how do we know they're not leaving the alcohol out of most of them and the restaurant is saving a lot of money?
That's a whole nother story.
Because they're not even using up their alcohol supply.
It's just a little splash.
Wow.
I don't know. This is harsh.
Is this a five call says it all?
I think so. Did this person do the right thing?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's cut and dried. Is what the server did, was it
noble?
Right? Was it the right thing to do or was it not? Whether you think that, you know, the woman should or should not be drinking alcohol, was it the server's place to do this? That's the question.
Yeah. Noble or naughty?
I have no idea what our listeners are going to say.
Me either.
Let's start with Angel. Angel, good morning. Quickly, out of line or not out of line?
Definitely not out of line.
No?
No.
Did the right thing, huh?
Yeah. As a server myself, I would have done the same thing.
Well, couldn't he have just spoke up and asked her about that, and if that's really what she wanted to do versus taking it upon himself? He could have just asked her.
That would have been, like, kind of rude to be like, hey, are you pregnant, by the way?
No, yeah, you can't do that either, can you?
Well, you can say, I overheard you talking. Are you pregnant? That's exciting, you know?
But she could just turn right around and say, that's none of your business.
Yeah, mind your own. And so he was minding his own and decided to save another unborn child where it doesn't have fetal syndrome or anything
like that.
So he was looking out for the best interest.
He doesn't know what's going on after she leaves the restaurant, but...
Well, listen, I'm glad you called us, Angel. Thank you for your vote, okay?
Bye, Angel.
Okay. Thank you. Bye, boys.
Appreciate it. All right, that's one vote for not out of line. What do you think, Jennifer?
Totally out of line.
Oh, you disagree.
Yeah.
All right. Why?
Totally out of line. It's none of his business. She could have been 14 weeks into a self-help program.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Nobody ever confirmed what the 14 weeks was.
Right. Yeah, but what if it was? Yeah, but what if, Jennifer, it was 14 weeks into AA? I mean, then once again,
then
he's
what?
Helping out. So
yeah, no, totally out of line. None of his business. And even if she were pregnant, it is up to her.
Well, right. I'm and glad you called us. Thank you for taking the time, Jennifer.
Yep. Happy Friday, boys.
You
as too.
Well. We love
Thank
you.
Thank you.
All right. That's now tied 1-1. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the show.
How's it going?
Well, we're having a good day. What do you think?
Totally out of line. I'm with Jennifer.
Yeah, how come?
It's none of her business. I mean, none of his business. Yeah. And you guys made it sound like she was drinking 17 drinks or something. We have no idea. Maybe she had two.
Well, even one is bad when you're pregnant, Matt, with the hard alcohol.
Oh, I don't want to get into that.
Says doctors, right. Supposedly.
I'm not stepping into that personally. You and Jeremy.
Says various articles on the internet. I don't know. Believe who you want. I don't know. Right. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
Matt, the point is you say it's out of line.
Dom's mom drank when she was pregnant. My mom drank when she was pregnant.
He's talking about my mother. You just called my mother a lush.
Well, I mean, look at you, though.
Matt, have a great day,
I'm
buddy.
Sure
Thank
it
you.
Happened. Yeah.
Dom with his seven fingers on one hand over there.
That's not a finger. That's a toe.
Oh no. Toe. What was she drinking?
It's a toe coming out of my hand here.
Come on, Matt.
But he's right.
Right. It happened for years.
It was a different time.
People smoked everything. Yes. Yes, we know.
Next up here is Jake. Hello, Jake. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How's it going, guys?
We're having a great morning. Somebody's talking about my mother.
Right.
What do you think?
I don't think he was out of line. I think it would have been totally appropriate to give an approach like you guys said it with the first caller to just make things clear and would have said, hey, I thought I overheard that you might be pregnant and, you know, I don't feel comfortable serving you these drinks, and eliminated himself from the situation and then dealt with the aftermath afterwards.
Yeah, I guess.
That's a tough one, too.
That is a tough one.
Then I feel like the manager would have, I don't know, because if you go
tell
your manager.
Because that's his job, is just to deliver and take orders. And
yeah,
I mean, that's that's just the job.
Yeah, but he's also a human. He is a human. I mean, he can,
right.
I mean,
yeah.
We can't call him. You just hesitated earlier to call him a waiter, so.
Right.
Right.
I mean,
yes.
He's a human. Right.
He's a human.
Yeah, he's compassionate. I'll give you that. Listen, thank you for the call, yeah. Jake.
You too, guys.
Have
see
a
you,
great
bud.
Weekend. It's 2-2. Are we doing 6 calls, actually?
Oh, let's just do it.
All right. So Grace and Lee will get the final words here. Grace, what do you think?
I think he was out of line, but morally, I agree with him.
Right. At the end of the day,
right.
I hate that term, but yeah, he was morally.
I mean, I guess he should have just gone to his manager and let his manager decide. But, I mean, he probably shouldn't have... I mean, legally, maybe.
Spur of the moment. I mean, we got to give him that kind of break, is that when it just happened, he was like, what do I do? What do I do? He might have heard, like, his mother in his, bring up mothers
right.
again.
Don't serve this.
He might have heard his mother or his wife or his partner or whatever in his ear saying, you know, do the right thing here.
Yeah. I mean, I personally agree, but I think for the business-wise, he shouldn't have intervened.
I'm glad you called us. I hope you have a great weekend, Grace, okay?
You too. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right, so last vote will come from Lee. Lee, you get the last word. What do you say?
Totally out of line.
Why? What do you think?
You know, this is a sociological issue where people keep telling other people what to do in their lives, and they just shouldn't be allowed to do it. Not hurting anyone else. If you want to look at it from a legal perspective, the state can't make a law to protect a fetus until it can live outside of a womb, and a server shouldn't either.
It just becomes so deep.
Wow.
Doesn't it?
You know, Lee, we got your vote, buddy.
I know. It's fine, man. It's real life.
I'm glad you called. You have a great day.
Thanks,
right,
Lee.
Thanks. Take care.
See you, buddy. Oh, it's hard.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come down on the side of the argument that Grace made. I'm going to say that I agree with the server, but I think he's out of line.
That's what you have to say.
That's what
I'm
I
with
think,
you.
And that's how I feel.
I'm with you.
Like you
can't do that.
You don't want to do it, but you got to serve.
Those people are there making their own decisions, and it's your job. You just got to roll with it.
Oh, man. This was a tough one.
It was very tough, huh?
Yeah. The final vote from our listeners was 4-2 out of line.
Yep. All right. That was a good one.
You know what
That's
I think,
juicy,
too?
Huh?
Here's what I want to say about all six of the people who got on the air. I thought they were all very articulate and stated their case very well.
It's all very well thought out.
I love our listeners.
Thank you, everybody.
We're the greatest listeners.
A little heavy for a Friday, but it was fun.
I know.
Usually have fun
Friday. Until we got into my mother and toes coming out of my wrist and everything else.
Leave Dom's mom out of this.
My poor mom.